From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report killing a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Ali Abed al-Rab bin Talab, better known as Abu Anwar, was the head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Yemeni officials say Abu Anwar's convoy was heading to the southern port city of Aden. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. The video released Friday may be the first instance of a U.S.-designated terrorist group using Trump's call or other current issues in the U.S. to attract followers online. After the clip, an unidentified spokesman asserts that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Authorities in Dubai are trying to determine what caused Thursday night's inferno at a luxury high-rise building in the downtown portion of Dubai, burning across the street from the city's New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. VOA's Margaret Bashir, who was spending the holiday in Dubai, saw smoke coming out of the building at 5 p.m. local time. 2 hours later, saw a fire burning on a balcony.
Authorities here are saying that the internal parts of the hotel were not gutted by the fire. That I think they had a very advanced sort of sprinkler system that seems to have kept the fire from spreading internally. But the facade is really badly damaged on the north side of the building.
The fire at the Address Hotel also provided a dramatic backdrop for hundreds of thousands of people watching the fireworks display. The hotel was evacuated during the blaze, but 14 people suffered minor injuries. One person suffered a heart attack. This is VOA News.